episode 10. Today we are looking at vision. This is the podcast Get Obsessed with Success, and we are tuning in from Lancelin in Western Australia today, down on the beach. There are a couple of dolphins swimming behind me, which is really beautiful. Some birds squawking in the background, some big four-wheel drives on the beach. So it's very cool to be here. We're going to be going sand surfing later today, so I'm really looking forward to that. There's a giant sand dune in Lancelin, and that's why we're here, to go sand surfing and just check out the amazing terrain and the vistas around here. So it's beautiful. So who is Alpha Mama? Growing up, I didn't feel like I had a lot of great guidance in my life. The lack of guidance in my own life led me to make choices that accumulated in me hitting rock bottom by the age 30. I felt like I had no one to turn to, and that's when I turned to books and researching how to live my best life. Fast forward almost a decade and I have experienced total transformation. At Alpha Mama, we believe it doesn't matter who you are or where you came from. The only thing you need to succeed at your life is the belief that you can and the commitment to carry through with backing yourself. So today, episode 10, on the road, we are talking about how to create a vision. And the book that we looked at this week, which I absolutely loved, is by Michael Hyatt. So who is Michael Hyatt? I've had a look at who he is and what he's all about. Basically, he's known as a leadership expert. He's published a number of New York bestsellers, and he's the CEO of Michael Hyatt and Company, which is a leadership and development company that helps businesses succeed and create successful lives. In the past, he's worked as the editor for a number of magazines and has had a number of businesses himself, and has had to learn the hard way of how to create a successful business. So I think he's got the grit that we're looking for in terms of an expert and some integrity to what he says. And basically, the summary of the book is that he goes through sort of three parts and 10 different questions that he suggests asking yourself to help you, when you're an aspiring leader, to create a compelling vision and then get buy-in from your team and then see it through to success. So in part one, he's really sort of talking about why we need a vision, why vision's so important, and how the vision is the key element that drives everything else in the business, because it helps you decide what to keep in and what to cut out, and it helps you get everyone on your team on board so you all know where you're going, and also gives you clear direction in terms of what you're looking to achieve and why you're doing what you're doing. So it really, really helps drive you and stay on track. And then the part that I really, really enjoyed about this book was that in part two, he actually goes through a checklist of the how-tos, how to create a compelling business, which I found really useful. So I've put notes in the blog this week about the how-to. He sort of goes through the difference between what is a vision versus what is a mission statement. So he suggests a mission statement's the daily thing, whereas the vision statement is a few pages long. Hold on, let me just go down to what that's about. So when one of the key, I've just got a visitor here. Hi. One of the key things that he suggests is, sorry, I just had a dog visit me. One of the key things that he suggests with a vision is creating a 3 to 5 year plan, because he recommends that that's quite a digestible way to get everyone on board, and it's also a wonderful way to see results. And tangibly, you know, he also looks in part three at how you tangibly execute that. So creating an annual set of goals and then breaking that down into quarterly targets to meet, and then into weekly goals to achieve, and then into daily tasks, and then having, you know, some sort of accountability check-in each quarter or each week or each month to sort of see where you're at, whether your team's on track and all the rest, which is great. And so this book really does largely focus on sort of business vision. And obviously, most of the time when we think about creating a vision or creating a mission, we think about that in terms of business or creating a business. But, you know, when we think about it, we're all really like a business. All of our lives are like a business. We're all each a company, just as a company is considered a legal person, you know. We're either thriving or we're not. We're buoyant or we're not. And so having clear purpose in your life, and especially in today's day and age where it's easy to be distracted and deterred from having a meaningful life, or from, you know, you can easily be distracted and waste all your time and energy frivolously if you don't know who you are, you don't know where you're going, and you don't know what the vision for your life is. And so I found this book really compelling. It inspired me. I felt excited to sit down and kind of reflect on, you know, what is my vision? Where am I going in my life? Where am I taking my business? He talks about, so looking at impact, you know, what kind of impact do you want to leave? When you think about that in terms of a business sense, what kind of impact do you want to have on the community, but in your personal life, you know, what's your legacy to the world around you? What kind of difference are you going to make to the world around you? So some of the key things that he suggests in part two, he suggests starting with going, what do you want? And if you don't know what you want, how do you find out what you want? So, I mean, he basically suggests spending a lot of solitary time together. So getting alone, getting away, taking a retreat, giving yourself time and space and sitting with yourself and listening to yourself. What do you really, really want in your life? What would make you happy? What do you find deeply satisfying, you know? And actually giving yourself the time and the space to let yourself speak to yourself. So let all those things come up. And he sort of, you know, argues that anyone who says they can't do that is lying. and, you know, it's really just a matter of time and space. You know, believing, having a positive outlook. So believing that, you know, the future's worth looking forward to, that things are going to be better than they are now. And then he sort of provides like a plethora of questions that you can really ask yourself. So, I mean, he's got this sort of vision scripter. So suggests that you actually write down a vision script, and by writing it down, you're committing to it. You're putting it into paper. It's something like 80% of people who write down their goals and write down the vision are like, you know, 100% more likely to achieve them than the people who don't write them down, because they're making a tangible commitment to the dreams that they have for themselves. So that's just something to think about. Now, I like his, how do we translate his, he looks at four aspects of a business. So team, products, sales and marketing, and impact. Well, I think you can easily transfer these questions and these topics to your personal life. So team, who's your team in your life? Is it your parents? Is it your family? Do you have a group of friends that are like family? Is it your workplace? Who are your team in your life? Are they on board with you? Are your team, is your family, are your friends, is your workplace, are they supporting you? Or are they holding you back and letting you down? So asking all the questions, are they on board with who you are and where you're going? Are they supporting that or not? So thinking about, have you got the right team in place in your life? That's something to think about. Products. So products, what results do your products create? What value do they deliver? So who are you? What do you give to the community around? How are you delivering your message of who you are and what you are to the world? Thinking about that in terms of a vision, if you have a really clear vision about who you are and what you want in your life, you then have a really clear vision or ideal about how do you want people to feel around you? How do you want your team members to feel? How are you showing up in the world around you? I think there are some questions there. So thinking about how you can translate that to your personal life. Sales and marketing. Who's your target market in your own personal life? Who's your customer base? Who are the people that you're serving? And also what are the main outcomes of your thing? And then impact. What sort of results do your products create? So is your team happy? Are you moving towards the goals and your dreams and the success that you want in your life? So these are all things that I think you should be asking yourself, and I think it's a really great way to reflect on your own personal life, even if you're not looking at it in terms of a business context, just in terms of your own personal success and happiness. You know, life is so fleeting and it's so short, so giving yourself the time and the space and the respect, the self-respect to honour who you are and what you want and whatever it is you're here to do in this world and in this lifetime, I think is a really beautiful, compelling thing to think about and do. And, you know, sharing that with other people. And so then the next sort of he gives you some more tips in terms of how to hone in a vision statement or a vision script. So looking at, is it clear and is it explicit? So can you clearly express it to other people? And are they on board? Are they all on board with your vision statement, with who you are, where you're going and what you're all about, you know? And if not, have you got the right team around you? You know, do you need to be thinking about what activities do you do? What sort of team players do you have in your life? Then the next one that he talks about is, let me see, can you sell it? I like that. Can you sell it to others? So is it compelling? Have you created a compelling vision statement? One of the things that he mentions in the book is he talks about how mission is here and now. It's what you're doing right here, right now, your daily getting stuff done, whereas vision's about where you're going. So it's got to be really, really compelling. You know, when people ask, like, how do you get self-discipline? What drives you? What drives you to get up every morning? What drives you to start all these businesses? You need to create a really compelling vision that's so exciting that just you can't, like, is the best life you could ever possibly imagine for yourself, and that will motivate you and drive you because you're waking up and you're thinking about it every day and you're working towards that vision every single day, and it drives you and it's compelling and it's amazing. And so on that note, check out the blog this week. I'm just going to keep it really short. You know, I've got to go back to work. We're working on the road. And then we've got lunch. And then we're going to go sand surfing down the dunes. So that's really exciting. I've got to go check out these dolphins behind me. Keep it real. So next week we are going to be talking about self-discipline. Can't wait. Stay tuned. Subscribe if you haven't subscribed yet. And we'll catch you soon. This is Alpha Mama signing off. Over and out.